The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me. A little bit of potpourri in this last half hour, some stories that I want you to be aware of. This one from Washington State. I'm a little late on this because this was from last weekend. I had it my stack of stuff yesterday, and we had a lot of phone calls yesterday. And as you know, I tried to defer to phone calls, and I just never got to it. But it's a story, and you may have heard of it. If you've heard of it, pretend like you haven't, okay? And if you haven't, you need to hear about it. A high school in Washington State, may I make my standard comment, the left kills and destroys everything it touches, including patriotism. We were talking on Monday. Can you be a Christian and be patriotic? Yeah, sure you can, as long as it's balanced. And as long as your first allegiance is to Christ and not country. But anyway, Eastlake High School in Sammamish. They have all those names up in Washington that nobody can pronounce. Sammamish. I assume that's Sammamish. Eastlake High School. Last Friday night. September 10th, of course, Saturday, September 11th, last Friday night, the students at Eastlake High School wanted to mark the 20th anniversary of September 11th. So the students planned a red, white, and blue theme, patriotic theme at the football game on Friday night. Just before the game, a school staff member released a statement that the patriotic theme game would not be allowed because, and I quote, a patriotic theme could unintentionally cause offense to some who see it differently. Yeah. That was from the school. A patriotic theme, red, white, and blue, could unintentionally cause offense to some who see it differently. One of the students that was organizing the patriotic theme told the local media that a staffer at Eastlake High School at the last minute, that's a quote from the student, at the last minute, a student was told that, quote, red, white, and blue was going to be seen as racially insensitive. Huh? Red, white, and blue, racially insensitive? Yeah, I'm quoting. The student organizers were told by the school, a red, white, and blue is going to be seen as racially insensitive and may affect people in a way that we will not understand. And for that reason, we had to change our theme. Yeah. Red, white, and blue would be misunderstood it would be seen as racially insensitive and may affect people in a way, and again, I'm quoting, we will not understand. And for that reason, they had to change the theme for something that no one was, that no one would understand. Yeah. Obviously, there was a great deal of pushback, a lot of backlash. The principal said, it wasn't my decision. Chris Beattie, the principal and the district's communication director, did not go into specific about who exactly would be offended by seeing the players dressed in colors. The district's communications director told a local news station, quote, since it was not a home game, there was no opportunity to have an announcement about Patriots Day and to share why students were dressed in red, white, and blue. So I guess that was their reasoning. It wasn't a home game, and so they couldn't get on the public address system and say, folks, you may notice some students around you dressed in red, white, and blue. Well, that's because, well, red, white, and blue is kind of, it stands for America, but we don't want anybody to be offended. So let me read it to you. This is a direct quote from the district communication director. Since it was not a home game, they're explaining why they told the students at an away game that they couldn't dress in red, white, and blue. Since it was not a home game, there was no opportunity to have an announcement about Patriots Day and to share why students were dressed in red, white, and blue. Now, after the backlash, the uproar, the outrage from parents and citizens in the community, the principal released this statement. I do want to clarify that schools do not have a right to ban students from wearing anything as long as it is not lewd, vulgar, etc. And the theme of red, white, and blue definitely would not fit into that category, the principal told angry parents. Now, the sad thing is, if that kind of thing was a one-off in all of America, you'd just go, some nut job out in liberal, Looney Tune, leftist Washington State. But these kinds of things are happening more and more often. You may remember last year, there was a huge controversy. I can't remember the school district, but it was here in Ohio. I do remember, but I better not say because I could be wrong. It was a Central Ohio school district just west of Columbus. And again, I remember, but I'm not going to say it because I could be wrong. But it was a school district west of Columbus. And the kids wanted to wear camouflage and have flags at the Friday night football to honor our military. And the school said no, because somebody had complained that the military is violent. Yeah, they have guns. So we can't honor the military because they have guns. You remember that? I think it was last year. And there was such an uproar that the policy was reversed. But that happened here in Central Ohio, and it's happened in other school districts around Ohio as well. Now, as I say constantly, and I really made a big deal out of it yesterday, in all things, balance. In all things, balance. The devil lives in the extremes. Yes, you can take patriotism to an extreme, particularly if you're a Christian. But there's nothing wrong for a Christian to be patriotic. I've traveled all over the world. And I love to see the patriotism of other countries, people loving their flag and loving their... I'm not offended by that. But the other extreme is that patriotism is wrong and evil. I think we need a healthy dose of renewed patriotism in America. I still love to see the flag. I still love to see the red, white, and blue. I still love to hear the national anthem, God Bless America. And we cannot allow that heritage to be stolen by some radicals on the left. So, God bless the parents, even in liberal Washington State, who stood up for the constitutional rights of their kids to be patriotic.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Couple of, like I said, this half hour is kind of a potpourri. This is a story of interest and conspiracy, and I'm just going to report it and leave it. One of the best-known anti-vax leaders in Israel, a guy by the name of Hai Shalian, S-H-A-U-L-I-A-N. He is an Israeli activist. He is one of the best-known anti-vax activists in Israel. As most of you know, Israel has been very, very open to the vaccines, probably the most vaccinated country on the planet. Well, this gentleman has been very much anti-vax. He said, and I quote, "There is no epidemic. The vaccine is unnecessary and dangerous." He has died. I think it was yesterday he has died. And the hospital where he died is saying he died of COVID. Now, before he died, he was having a terrible time breathing. He said, "I faint, I cough hard, I feel a lot of suffocation," which is the way COVID affects the lungs. But before he died, while he still had enough strength to speak, he said, quote, "If something happens to me, know that it is an assassination attempt." So medical authorities in Israel are saying the guy who fought the vaccine died of COVID. Before he died, he said, "If I die, well, they killed me." And again, I will leave it there. And then there's this. There is a drug called Codivir, C-O-D-I-V-I-R, developed in Israel by Israeli scientists, developed under the direction of a pharmaceutical company headquartered in the Netherlands, but it was developed in Israeli labs for treating AIDS and HIV. It has been pretty successful in treating particularly HIV. It has a direct antiviral effect. Well, Israeli scientists are saying this thing could stop COVID-19 in its tracks. This is what they're saying. Quote, "A team of Israeli scientists say that a drug previously used in an uncontrolled fashion to treat HIV has a direct antiviral effect." Pardon me. Where was I? Has an antiviral effect against coronavirus, sending patients home virus-free within only a few days. Code Pharma, which is headquartered in the Netherlands but has its research and development office in Israel, recently completed a phase one trial of its drug to use against COVID-19. Yesterday, the Israeli research team that will support the phase two trial applied for permission to move forward at the Barzilai Medical Center. The phase two study, which will involve around 150 patients, is expected to launch very soon. Will take place in Spain, Brazil, South Africa. Their goal is to complete the trial within about 3 to 6 months and then apply for emergency use authorization of the drug. Quote, Codevir has a very good safety profile and a very impressive antiviral effect, both in laboratory conditions and in phase one clinical trials in humans. One particular trial in Brazil, seven of the volunteers were tested sequentially using a PCR swab test every 2 days from the time they began receiving the treatment. Patients received two injections per day for 10 days. Of the seven, five showed a very profound decline in the viral load during the treatment. Codevir significantly suppressed viral replication in all patients, with an antiviral effect noted as early as 3 days after the beginning of the treatment. Moreover, the safety profile of the drug was very good. There were no side effects from the treatment itself, nor did those who received the drug show any signs of side effects that are often associated with COVID-19 infections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They are launching testing in several different countries. And I'm running out of time, but the tests are astounding. In almost all of the patients with moderate to severe COVID, the patients, quote, completely recovered or got better within 2 to 3 days. Of the all of the patients who received it recovered. Of the 15 people who did not receive the medication, 14 died. A health official in Israel said it was very clear, we are on to something. We'll see. Codevir, another drug used for other purposes that may be effective against COVID. Will the American medical community fight it like they have other drugs? That's yet to be seen, but it could be something very, very good. Hey, folks, have a wonderful evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.